finally realized that it was, yeah, my life was in danger. But I was never going to join them. I was never going to do that. So I took another option. I told them I was going on vacation. I kept my office running, and only a few people knew, and I moved out of the country to Dominican Republic. And I stayed there for 5 years. During those 5 years, I watched a lot of my colleagues that are in the field of integrative or holistic medicine die in strange circumstances, or murdered, or strange suicides that happened over the next year. And so I knew that warning was well-founded, but I didn't know what to do at that point. You know, I sat there in the island and I was like, God, what do I do? You burdened me with this knowledge. I have knowledge of all this technology that they plan to use on humanity. I have this knowledge of this plan for all of us. This is insane. And now I'm here in this island. What do I do with this?
Welcome to Flyover Conservative Podcast with David and Stacey Whited, where we break down current events and examine culture through the lens of conservative Christian values. Hey, Flyover family, welcome. Have we got the guest for you today? I mean, we are talking about deep state cover-up, we're talking about secret meetings, and we're talking about scientific whistleblowing studies all in one episode.
Big stuff. And we put together a free gift for you as well. Yes. You can get a lot of resources, things mentioned here, links, information, things like that. So we have a text-in service that we kind of keep building on this one word. We had Dr. Christiane Northrup, yep. Dr. Sherwood's Protocol.
Dr. Artis.
Dr. Brian Artis. These guys give these great links, and they're kind of scattered all over the place. We put them in one spot along with today's guest. Everything that's referenced in this show, text 816-579-1144, 816-579-1144, and text the letter VAX, 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 send that word to 816-579-1144. Everything you'll need will be right there. Boom, automatically downloaded to your phone day or night. You don't have to wait for us to open or anything
That's
else.
Exactly.
Just
right.
Do it and it comes right to you.
If you're listening to this on podcasts like Apple or Spotify or Pandora or something, you may want to go to the video version of this because there's some pretty
freaky
slides, but
disturbing.
You're going to want to see it. And so to do that, go to rumble.com/flyoverconservatives. rumble.com/flyoverconservatives. While you're there, make sure you give us a rumble, make sure you comment, and also share this.
Today's episode is brought to you by Kirk Elliott, PhD. We've known Kirk for over 25 years. He has two PhDs, but that would have been redundant to put it into the website. But you can go to kirkelliottphd.com/flyover and set up an appointment. Find out what you should be doing with your finances. He's our gold and silver buyer. Crazy time. I think every day you look at the headlines or something about inflation that's going on, and they can definitely give you some information and educate you, and definitely some documents that you're going to want to look at and read through, and they can help you out. So go to kirkelliottphd.com/flyover. There's probably no more urgent thing right now going on in our world than getting a hold of Kirk.
That's exactly right, man. And today's guest, I mean, she's courageous. She's smart. I mean, truly, this interview, you're not going to want to miss it. It is so good. Today's guest is a doctor of osteopathic medicine. She received her medical degree from Kansas City University of Medical Biosciences, and she was the owner and medical director of Phoenix Medical Group of Georgia. Welcome to the show, Dr. Carrie Madej. Yay!
Hi.
Welcome!
Hello.
We are so honored to have you on our show. Welcome.
Thanks, David and Stacey. It's my honor to be here as well.
We've been looking forward to this.
Yes,
it's been circled, and this is one of those shows I think we could probably go all day. We have so many questions for you, so many areas and categories, you know, that we can go into. But I guess let's start with fill people in a little bit on your background and kind of what led to where you are today.
Well, I've always been somebody that questioned everything, and it really started when I was a teenager. I asked, why do we have to take the tetanus vaccine every 10 years? And just to shorten this for time's sake is that I ended up finding out, asking all of my attending physicians, infectious disease experts, we found out that, you know, the reason that they told us back then to take it was that when you are walking out in the yard, you have a rusty nail in your foot, the bacteria called tetanus gets in there. And then within minutes to hours, not days or weeks, you could spasm so terribly that you would suffocate to death and fall on the floor and die, like within minutes to hours, which I'd never heard of anyone dying that way. So come to find out that is a lie. No one has died that way. Wow. Nobody in the entire world in the history of our written history, right?
Yeah.
So why are they giving it out if that's a lie, right? So I was doing an observation on my rotations in Detroit, Michigan, when I was training, and I saw that they gave some people the vaccine for tetanus and some not, as a protocol. And the ones that were on welfare did not get it, but the ones who private pay did, which didn't make sense. But I saw there's a huge difference in fertility, huge. The people who didn't get it were extremely fertile. The people who did had a lot of problems. I Googled it then, and sure enough, you can still find this if you Google it, that the World Health Organization and NIH have since 1972 been developing the tetanus vaccine as an abortion or sterilization vaccine. They've been putting the pregnancy hormone inside the tetanus vaccine in that vial. And so every time you get it, it's a cumulative response. Your body will then see, if you're a female, you'll see when you're getting pregnant, you have a higher and higher HCG level, right?
Yep.
Well, then your body will then learn to attack that. So it's going to attack an early pregnancy. So then you wouldn't even know you got pregnant in the first place. So they have absolutely used this in Latino countries, Africa, and India. I absolutely believe they were using it here in the U.S., although they deny. Although you look on the World Health Organization websites, oh, they've had tons of vaccines they've been developing. They've been testing out. They've been utilizing on us for decades and lying to the doctors, lying to the other people. So my point is, these are the organizations standing behind the COVID shot right now. Mm-hmm. You think they're going to tell us the truth now? So that made me start questioning everything when I saw, wow, what a lie has been told to us.
Right.
And surely that started me off questioning. And so it's jumping through many years. I was always questioning, always getting the attention of CDC, World Health Organization, because I never stopped questioning. And so at some point they decided to recruit me. So I was recruited to business owners meetings and scientific meetings, which I didn't really realize was being recruited until I showed up for them. Mm-hmm. And when I showed up, I was horrified to find out how they believed there were controllers and controlled. And these groups of people I was recruited to would be the controllers, very few, mm-hmm. and everybody else would be controlled, and that they had a plan for the whole world. And the plan include these injections that we're going through right now, the sci-fi technology inside of them, and what it was really intended for. And in the business owners meeting, it was in Atlanta, Georgia. I mean, it was unbelievable. We were bussed in. Our cell phones were jammed, 2014. We were actually locked in the building. Couldn't leave until it was done. And so there they had people from tech industry, some big industry. I was a small fish. Not many people from medicine, because in the future you won't need doctors. That is the truth. They said our jobs will be obsolete. And the whole idea was that, you know, we need to start controlling people. They're out of control. We need to get more businesses. We need to make people nicer, less racist, more amenable to different cultures. So we have an invention. We're going to utilize a health app on these cell phones, and we're going to have a substance put inside people. They didn't tell us how. But this substance would be monitoring and sensing everything about you. They could sense if you lied. There's a lie detector test through the sweat glands. Voice inflection to see if you're lying. They would know how many times you've had sexual relations. Why would they need to know that? If you're fertile, if you're ovulating, if what you're dreaming, even your thoughts. Can you believe that? If you fall down, if you're breathing too hard. I mean, everything.
Sounds like a sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
Well, so this was in a business owners meeting.
Wow.
So the reason for that is to control the population to whatever they wanted. And they also said that people would be, they were monitored in Atlanta, their parameter was lying. So how many times you lied? Mm-hmm. So they felt that if someone lied too much, they were not a good human. They're a bad human, right? And they would have repercussions through a social credit system. They said this in 2014, that there was around 12 or so cities, and Atlanta was one of them, picked to do this. And so you wouldn't get a good rate on your house mortgage, not a good education, you couldn't get good food, et cetera.
Sounds like China.
They did, exactly. They said people would monetize off this. They didn't say who. There's a problem with privacy. Didn't figure it out then. Would they tell the people whether or not they're instituting this kind of draconian measure? They weren't sure about it. And so they also were talking about this would be the start of something that was called transhumanism, where the human body would be connected to artificial intelligence. And so, but think about that. You would lose all autonomy, privacy, creative thought to what makes us human overnight. They didn't care though, because they thought they were the controllers. This was this real meeting. And I sat there in horror and shock while everybody's clapping, standing ovation. And these are people from different races, different backgrounds. So they just thought they were special. Mm-hmm. And I said, how could you do this? Because this is wrong. It's awful. And I said, this technology will be turned back on you. It's an artificial intelligence program. And they said, well, you'll soon see. It's either us or them. You're going to want to be on our side. And this is the mentality of these people. And I said, well, surely there's a little crazy. This won't happen, right? Well, then I go to a scientific meeting. And this is a World Congress meeting and around the same time. And Dr. Craig Venter, who's in charge of the Human Genomic Project, he's there talking, and even more fantastical things he's saying there. And he's saying the same thing about getting the substance inside of people. And also, having them be hooked up to this artificial intelligence program, how they could be monitored. But then he also talked about, let's genetically modify people because, people are weak and fragile and we need to make them synthetic. Again, we're going into something that's sci-fi. It's not just about going into this synthetic hookup to the cloud, but also now manipulating the genes. And he talked about doing all of this through injections, falsely called vaccines. And so he backed up everything they said in this business owners meeting, and he backed up same kind of talk. Hey, you guys don't like it. You better accept it. Doctors, you're not going to have a job soon. It's going to be obsolete because people's bodies will change. We won't need you. We will only have downloading and uploading of programs through your cell phone, or some smart device like that. And all of these things will be injected in the body. And, this is going to be great because now we're the creators of a new humanity. This is actually said in a real World Congress meeting. So you have to understand in all these meetings, though, so there's a common thread. None of them believe in God, our Father, Creator in heaven. And they're happy to tell you that. They were happy to say, what is God? God creates. Now we can create. So now we're gods, plural. Mm-hmm. Or Ray Kurzweil would say, there is no God, but soon there will be one. I could go on and on about those kinds of statements. But I think that's important to know that these people in positions of power with power over us have this kind of mindset. They don't value the sacredness of life. And this is how we had our medicine go from an okay system to a very dark system. And so this is my alarm call.
All right. So I'm picturing you're there in this meeting, they're delivering all this like really dark information, which had to have been kind of shocking and disturbing. I don't know exactly what it looked like, but in my mind, I'm kind of picturing this movie. How do you respond to something like that? You're walking around, do they have like a coffee machine in the back and you're talking to people, or how do you even react to that kind of information?
I was horrified. I was not prepared for any kind of a meeting like that. No one warned me, no one prepared me. And so I was looking around the room and just my jaw dropped open, but everybody else seemed to be glazed over and clapping and like standing ovation. So of course I questioned the people at my table. I said, how could you stand for this? This is awful. We can't let this happen to humanity. And they just looked at me and said, well, I guess it does sound kind of bad, but soon you'll see that it's either us or them very soon. And you want to be on our side. We promise you, even if you think you don't want to, you'll be back this way, right?
The story, it sounds like you hear a lot of these things where there's this mentality, and people use these terms that we didn't hear so much growing up, of like, the elites and then everyone else, there's necessary and unnecessary. It's almost like there's farmers in a house, and then there's the livestock and people out in the pens are there to serve them. There's this gap between, the farmer himself and then his view of the cattle, that are out there. And there's, I think people are starting to feel that disconnect between those who are supposed to be in charge and taking, you know, ethical leadership roles in our lives and are not.
Absolutely. You know, I found these things out myself, that the people that we always trusted and looked up to and put our trust of our well-being, health and wellness mm-hmm. in their hands and paid taxpayer dollars to, right? Mm-hmm. Really weren't, you know, when I started to research these organizations and how they're not really just in the public interest. They have private interests. Like the CDC has over 50 patents. They own 50 patents on vaccines. That's the group of the CDC, the business, and then all the board members individually own patent rights on certain vaccines. How could they ever be not biased?
Right.
Of course they're biased.
It's a phenomenal,
they're making money off of us.
It's a phenomenal business. And I mean, who would want that for their product?
Yeah.
If you're in a car dealership and you pass a law that you got to buy cars here, it's like, oh, hey, what? You know, I mean,
and no repercussions really for it, right?
Yeah. So who do you, I found that out when I was having issues with some of these agencies. It wasn't right. Who do you go to? They're government agencies, yet they're still private. Wow. That's pretty good for them, right?
Yes.
But when I complained, I was complaining against a government entity to the government. Mm-hmm. That doesn't go anywhere. You can try to put a complaint after a certain individual, but good luck on that one. And so this is just set up to fail for the commoners, for the common folk here. Mm-hmm. And that's when I told you I looked into the bigger picture. Well, why in the world would this happen? Why wouldn't more people talk about this? I'm not the first person to see these things. And that's when I found out that we had international trade agreements, the U.S. and most other countries signed. The worst one was the Codex Alimentarius. Mm-hmm. And this looks like it's a good bill at first, like a nice farming bill, how to make things work more effectively and produce things more efficiently. But when you look closer at it, they said it's really a one world order for all of the agriculture. Mm. And everything has to be genetically modified. Wow, genetically modified. Everything. Plants. They didn't say humans outright, but living organisms, let's put it that way. Also, shockingly, they put vitamins and minerals, they reclassified them as poisons and toxins. Poisons and toxins. So that means vitamins and minerals can now be controlled because they're no longer natural organic things in the world because they decided they weren't. So in a human body, only so many would be allowed, or you could only buy so much in a health food store, but it was minuscule. It was tiny amounts. And in each organism, a plant could only maybe this much vitamin C or this much magnesium would be allowed because they would genetically modify it. I was like, this cannot be true. And then it was a one world medicine, a one world everything. And I'm like, this is unbelievable.
Was this back in 2014?
Farming.
Were you looking at that?
No, this was earlier than that.
Even earlier. That. Okay. Wow.
Much earlier than that. Yes.
So your eyes were open.
Because I was uncovering the causes of things kind of by accident. Mm-hmm. And I was naive enough to think that, well, I just can go to the government and say, hey, these are causes and let's find the cures for them, you know. But I didn't realize back then that was a no-no because, hey, you're cutting into the pockets and the money of a lot of entities, including our own government. You can't do that. You're saving money and that's not a good thing, Carrie. Stop it. You know, I'm like, no, I'm not going to stop it. So I went on and on and on. And so at some point, I guess they realized I wasn't going to stop, but maybe I had some value. Maybe I had some skill sets. I think that's what it was. I had skill sets. So that's how I got recruited. And I never went along with these things. These were horrifying. I said, never will I join this. And bad things happened to my business. I just wasn't getting paid on anything that I was putting out to the insurance companies, even though I did everything perfectly, crossed every T, dotted every I. I was getting harassed many different ways, let's put it that way. And so finally I had an ultimatum. They said, hey, you need to join this major university, which is connected to government programs. And, or that's what they said, sell your clinic to that. I said, okay, fine. I'll sell my clinic, but I'm not going with my clinic. They said, mm-hmm. No, you go with the clinic. You're a package deal. I said, you know, I would never work for those entities. They're against everything I believe in. And they said, well, your health, personal well-being, welfare, and safety are in grave danger. They even emailed that to me. They visited me personally, not saying names because it's not appropriate right now.
Yep.
But it was very serious. And I finally realized that it was, yeah, my life was in danger, but I was never going to join them. I was never going to do that. So I took another option. I told them I was going on vacation. I kept my office running and only a few people knew. And I moved out of the country to Dominican Republic. And I stayed there for 5 years. During those 5 years, I watched a lot of my colleagues that are in the field of integrative or holistic medicine die in strange circumstances or murdered or strange suicides that happened over the next year. And so I knew that warning was well-founded, mm-hmm. but I didn't know what to do at that point. You know, I sat there in the island and I was like, well, God, what do I do? You burden me with this knowledge. I have knowledge of all this technology that they plan to use on humanity. I have this knowledge of this plan for all of us. This is insane. And now I'm here in this island. What do I do with this? You know, and I didn't know. And it was strange because the last 2 years, two to three years, I started to have this crazy feeling of restlessness. I felt like mm-hmm. I was going to jump out of my skin. I was waiting for something. I didn't know what. And then when this COVID pandemic happened, I'm like, oh, now we can begin. That was the feeling.
Well,
and
so
then all
you
of a sudden
knew.
I saw the ingredients and I said, oh, no. And I was sad. I cried because I knew what it meant. And then I got angry. Wow. And then I woke up in the middle of the night with an epiphany. I said, okay, started writing down everything. And I made an impromptu video that happened to go viral. I didn't even think about it. And then my second one, Human 2.0, was a 20-minute video for the layperson to understand what's going on, which any alternative platform will have. And I recommend that. That's the easiest way to understand what is happening at this moment. So, and I have 200 references that go with that.
Wow.
That, Dr. Bidet, you're going to give us the links to those. We're going to place them. If you're listening to this right now, you're on Apple or Pandora or Spotify mm-hmm. or these places. In the show notes, we're going to put a link to the video she referenced that sort of sprung you into mm-hmm. the forefront of this conversation. As this interview continues, we're going to get into details. We're going to show slides. We're going to show
PowerPoints.
A lot of science. And then we're going to kind of try and tie that up of where this is all going in a, you know, as predictive way as possible. If you're watching this as well, you can see these things as they unfold on the screen. We want to make these resources available to you as well. We have a text service that we can actually auto respond this information to you.
And you have a PowerPoint, right, Dr. Madej, that gives references
yes.
and all of that. We'll put that in this text
as
well.
Well, make that, she wanted to make that free for everybody. Mm-hmm. We were talking about it beforehand.
Absolutely.
She said, absolutely. She just wants to save lives and to mm-hmm. wake people up and then equip you to make, you know, have intelligent conversations with mm-hmm. the facts. Mm-hmm. That's the 200 reference. I'd love to dig into that a little bit more in the story you shared on that. But the phone number is 816-579-1144. If you text the word VAX, V-A-X, to 816-579-1144, it'll just automatically come to your phone. That has some other gifts in there as well. Dr. Christiane Northrup's book in a PDF form, Dr. Sherwood's protocol of what he uses with his patients. There's some great resources available for that.
Dr. Artis as well.
And Dr. Artis, some website links.
I'll give you my recommendations for detoxing, for protocols. People really like them a lot. You can feel better very quickly just starting them to improve your immune system. So I'll give you a link to that.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
So
Flyover family, take advantage of that mm-hmm. and then share this information, make that mm-hmm. available, share this episode and mm-hmm. share this information. It's the only way a lot of people are ever going to have access to it is if you care enough to reach out and send it directly to them. So
that's exactly
thank
right.
you. Thank you for making this available. Your story should be a movie.
No problem.
Wow. I think it will be.
And there's a lot more than that. Actually, it just was only recently where I've been able to process everything. But I can tell you, my strength with God is so powerful because going through all of that and definitely getting tested. And I love God. I love Jesus Christ. And I love us. I love our country. I love
yes.
our planet. And I'm angry.
Yes.
Aren't you
it's
angry?
True.
It's a righteous
Very.
Anger.
It is. It,
no,
it is. It's
like,
so true.
This doesn't happen this way. Mm-mm. We can protect ourselves for those who choose to stay natural, organic human beings and to have the freedom to think and love and be creative individuals and to protect our children.
Yep.
And so this is where it starts because knowledge is power. And with the truth, it will make us free, right?
That's exactly right.
So we need to focus on that first, learn what's going on around us, and then stay with our tribe, stick with the truth, and don't forget God, because the disconnect from God is why this happened. And that's my story with that.
Man, that's true. You know, as you were speaking, I was just thinking, you know, God had you in each one of those rooms. I mean, I just think that is so interesting. He was like, okay, I mean, we are all born for such a time as this, and we're all puzzle pieces. Mm-hmm. It's so fun to hear your puzzle piece and where you are in this, because he had you in each one of those rooms. You're on a sabbatical for 5 years. You have this thing within you that's basically, you know, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready. And then you knew when the time came, you like, you knew this is my assignment. This is what I'm supposed to be doing right now.
This is why I went through everything my whole life. This has led up to this very moment in time. No, now I get it, God. Okay, I get it. Yeah. And so I moved back to the United States, the thing I said I never would do, came back to Georgia.
Wow.
And I just started to speak. And I'm not afraid of this fearlessness, like I talked about in the beginning with you guys. And it's lovely, you know, lovely is not the right word. It's powerful.
It is. It's all
freeing.
Of that. Yeah.
It's freeing.
Absolutely. Yeah. So tell us, when you came back to the United States, what did you see when you saw the pandemic and everything that was happening? And then the vaccine came out. What did you see? And what is you feel like your role that you're playing right now?
Oh, I mean, I think we all know by now that they changed science overnight. All of a sudden, healthy people are wearing masks. No. I mean, everything goes against OSHA standards, everything, a hospital standards, where everything changed overnight because of a short man who just said on the television, who even said they don't work, they're just symbolic.
Yep.
And then everybody followed. And then it was just unbelievable. We're using tests that do not work.
Yep.
And in December, the CDC says, oh yeah, the PCR test has never worked. It's not accurate. We're going to stop it in December. But they're still mandating the test at work and to travel. Aren't we in an upside down world right now? Because nothing makes rational sense. Mm-hmm. Like, this is crazy. So, and of course I saw the ingredients, and that was what really made me speak up, because I saw that they're doing a blitzkrieg on us. They're putting all the technologies that I ever learned about into these vials and launching it on humanity, which is, these are crimes against humanity, what they're doing. They're lying to everybody. And so I started speaking on this, but then I'm a person, I like to know for myself. I want to see. I've always been like that. So I'm like, I want to see what's in the vials. So I took a microscope, compound microscope, and I looked at some samples, which you're not supposed to, but I did, because, hey, this is us. We need to see what's going on inside. And I looked at Moderna and recently J&J, and I was horrified, because everything that I have been talking about, I pretty much identified the synthetic items inside of there, as well as, you know, some other kind of right there. That's a metal fleck. Okay, so it's very opaque, as you can see, and it's kind of an exotic metal. I don't know what that is, but there are many different things like that inside the vial. This is the most disturbing one. So this thing was on the edge of the cover slip. This is about 400 magnification, and it actually lifted itself up off of the slide. I'm not joking. And had these little tentacles, right? So it was actually up off the slide.
Wow. And it looks like a bug.
Yes. And I'm just going to tell you this, that it was the only thing on this, there's a lot of things under the vial, in the vial. Okay. A lot of things that should not be there. And so when I saw this, it almost seemed like it was self-aware. Now, this is my interpretation. It doesn't mean it's true. Mm-hmm. Now, these were many things in there, these kind of filaments or fibers, let's say, and you could see there's a cube structure on the very end. These are synthetic. These colors were appearing as the light was hitting it over time, and royal blues, purples, yellows, etc. And anything that was translucent, then it turned into a color. So anything that turns into a color with just a white light exposing it, that can be an indication of a possible superconductor material in the solution, which means it's an injectable computing system. Just like Moderna, this is Moderna, just like Moderna told us. Mm-hmm. We're putting an operating system in you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand that, so there's a filament on the left, and then there's that organism on the right. I don't know how to identify it. It's very strange, but no one should be having that injected inside them. I don't see that listed on the ingredients of Moderna. And I can tell you, I looked at another vial recently and it was the same. I saw another one of those tentacle-like structures. So this is repeated. This is another kind of opaque, metallic-like substance inside there. I mean, these, like I said, this is just an edge of the cover slide. It was. This is just showing how all these particles that were being very colored were going to the edge of the cover slide. And I observed over 2 hours how they were aggregating and kind of coalescing and forming structures over the 2 hours. They had some sort of a programmed, this is just my observation. Mm-hmm. So the point is, this is synthetic. This is something that can replicate or self-assemble. Do you want that in your body? Are they telling you that's in your body? It certainly is, goes along all the meetings I went to. And it also goes along with the testing that Bill Gates is doing right now in Africa with MasterCard and Trust Stamp about using COVID injections, not just for COVID injections, but they're also using it for the technology I'm showing you that's synthetic. And the idea behind that is to use that technology for surveillance and predictive policing, because what they're doing is putting something synthetic inside the body that now connects you like a computer or a cell phone to any electronic device around you. You're the walking cell phone. You're the walking computer. That's what their plan is. That's what they would like to do. Because with that, then they can spy on you, right? Just like anyone can hack into a computer, they can hack into a phone. Well, now we can know everything about that person. How amazing. And man, why would they want that? Well, they can utilize data, right? Mm-hmm. But they can also try to modify behavior.
Mm-hmm. And I brought this up because
this isn't human.
Right.
I heard you talk about the Moderna site and the operating system and the operating system of life. And this is the website here. It's actually Moderna's website. If you look at their our mRNA platform tab here, it goes through and they actually talk about that their vaccine is a platform. It's an app. I mean, it's a software.
It's an operating system.
It's an operating system that goes into your body. That's what this is.
And that the vaccines are like a plug and play application. Just like you have apps on your phone.
So I don't know if people grab that, how does that happen? I don't know if people grab that idea of, because you said they will gather, they can form structures, they can do things. Because it's hard to picture a liquid, something goes in an injection, but could become machine. You know, explain kind of how, at least theoretically, that could even take place inside your body.
Well, there's a substance called hydrogel. That is the mother term, I would say, for it, the umbrella term. And from that, it's kind of a sci-fi. It's made by DARPA, and it can do innumerable things. It can form structures in the body, disassemble, reassemble. It can be a drug delivery system. They can be used as biosensors, just like I was talking about, gather information from your body. Pretty much, it can be like little wireless antennas inside of your body. So it's really just an injectable artificial intelligence system that has multiple innumerable uses. And they are using it under the guise of nanolipid particle. And it's definitely in there. I've seen it with my own eyes. This substance, once inside of a human body, if there's enough of it, now it has to be enough, it's cumulative. Once there's enough, then you are a walking kind of computer cell phone in essence. And why would they want to do this? Again, they can spy and surveil, make better humans. And they also can do something sci-fi like, oh, we can repair your tendon when it's broken. You don't need modern medicine. We're more modern than that. We can find a tumor and kill it. That'd be amazing. That's nice. But then
they didn't need doctors, right? That's why they were telling you we don't need doctors.
Because they would be obsolete with the new human. Mm-hmm. And also, why go to school? Because we can just download the book you want to read. We can download the language you want to learn. We can download the subject, kind of
sounds like
the
Matrix.
Yeah,
it sounds like the Matrix.
That Dr. Madej.
Oh, I have video clips about all that. My PowerPoint. I think it'll still have it where you can run the clips of them explaining all of this technology. So the point is, this substance, once it's inside of you, can be the building block for everything in the future. You have to get more and more and more. That's why the booster shots are needed, like more and more and more and more, right? So what are they really doing? You're building a natural organic body from the inside out into kind of a cyborg. And so if you think it's not going to happen, think again, because now you got to look at, of course, the big picture, the World Economic Forum. They say by 2030 that all humans, or most of us, will have own nothing, have no privacy, and be happy, right? Life has never been better. And then towards the bottom, it gives a description of what a human would think about in the future. And it says everywhere they go, they have to check in, they have no privacy, and that everything they think of and dream of is recorded. That's unbelievable. And then it also says that they hope that nothing that they dream or think of goes against the narrative or they're in trouble. Now, this is the World Economic Forum trying to sell you on the idea. This is their best sell.
That's their best foot forward. Yeah. That's the brochure.
That's their best sell. You can, so you know it's only going to be worse than that.
Right.
This is what they envision for us if we let them go. So how would they do this? How could they measure and record everything you think and dream of? You have to have something inside of you that's not organic, right? So that's that hydrogel. And so here I just, you know, mentioned there's so many references I have, but I'll give them all to you. But how they call them nanobots or micro robots, they're so tiny. You only electron microscopy can see them, okay? Anyhow, they can be a million inside of one shot, a million. These are the things that is still under, okay, under that mother term, I call it the umbrella called hydrogel.
Yep.
Then they can make the nanobots and the graphene oxide. I mean, all these different things stem from that. But again, we can do it. It's possible. And I have a lot of links showing how they've been doing that. And so they have the technology that they can do it, but the drug manufacturers, Moderna, Pfizer, et cetera, are telling us, oh, we're not going to use the nanolipid particle for that. No, although we could use it for that, we won't trust us, guys. We're just using it for drug delivery. That's it. And it goes away. Liars.
Right.
They always lie. Remember I told you about the tetanus vaccine from the very beginning.
Yep.
They're still lying to us about that. Don't trust them now, because here it is, Bill Gates. In Africa for over 1 year, since July of 2020, he's been experimenting on them, giving them COVID shots just like they are in the US, but they're all getting a number, okay, like a barcode. Mm-hmm. The barcode is hooked up to MasterCard, which gives them their monetary funds. If you don't get your shot, you get no money. You're poor. You don't get it. And they have this where it's downloading all their information. Again, they are now their own computing system, just like I was explaining. And this is the issue. So people say, okay, we'll have that technology, but we won't use it for bad. Trust us. Here it is. Here he says, they're using it for predictive policing, like the Minority Report, and surveillance, spying. This is my point. They're lying to us about what they're going to use it for. They could use it for good. Yes, they could kill tumors. They could fix our tendons. They could maybe even reverse Parkinson's, all that. Yeah. But right now they're telling you they're not. They want to use it to spy on people and to control their behaviors, which means you losing autonomy and privacy. I mean, this is just wicked and evil and not human.
It sounds like Revelation.
And this shouldn't go on.
I mean, as you're talking, this sounds like Revelation.
Yeah. And here it is, the patent. Like, you can't make this stuff up, guys. They love the number 666,
although they
made it 60606. I mean, still.
Yes.
We all know marketing firms. If someone sees those numbers, all of us have red flags that go up, right?
Sure.
Don't tell me they didn't know. People keep telling me, oh, it was just a mistake. There's no mistakes.
No.
And the Contact Tracing Act in the U.S. is 6666. I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. It's powerful. They love those numbers. The symbolism is everywhere. In these injections, Pfizer, Moderna, they've used a substance called luciferase, like Lucifer race. I don't think that's a mistake either.
Nope.
They're using their symbolism. We need to look at it. What do they stand for? And I told you in the beginning, they said they don't believe in God, a Father, Creator in heaven. They believe they can become gods.
Right.
They believe that, or Ray Kurzweil said, one day there will be a God, but there's no God now. I mean, this is a spiritual battle.
It is.
And I'm looking at the big picture, it's definitely a spiritual battle. So we need to wake up and put on the armor of God.
Yep. That's exactly right.
Already.
All of these slides will be available to you if you text 816-579-1144, the word VAX, and you'll get the PowerPoint presentation, over 200 references. Let me ask you a question, just from a like practicality standpoint. This would have to be expensive, and they want to give the vaccine to everybody. They'll give you a free bag of donuts or some weed or, you know, whatever, if you'll just take this thing. would they be putting that in everybody to start with? Would there be control groups? Would there be, this is probably speculation, but you know, would there?
Oh, I'm sure there are placebos. Yeah. Up that, to 30%.
Because it's not like everybody could have a, you know, bad reaction, but they're probably going to be tracking who is and who isn't and why this would be clotting in certain people and not, and you know, all of these kind of things. It's clearly not a protection against COVID. When you look at the results in Israel and countries and people that, that have it. And it seems like everything that we've done along the way to protect us from COVID has been worse than COVID. You know, I put on my my telegram the other day, there's a 70-year-old woman in Australia that was shoved over by a cop, broke her hip, and he's still spraying mace in her face when she's down on the ground with a broken hip. A 70-year-old woman in this, because they were protesting in Australia, which definitely is not allowed in Australia. So, you know, it's kind of a glimpse of where, you know, the kind of control that they would want here. So every masks, you know, everything they do is, you know, worse than COVID. So this is not helping with that, but certain people are having, you know, adverse reactions and so forth. So how would they begin administering that? Do you think it would be in small batches and then add it on boosters? I mean,
well, there's definitely placebo because they're in experimental phase still. And so they have to see how good their product is. So we've been told up to 30% placebo, some of the hospital administrators and others quietly saying that. How long will that last? Who knows? Because we're being lied. Remember, every step of the way, we've been lied to. I want to remind people that 2002, that the SARS-CoV-2 virus, the virus that's supposedly causing everyone to be sick, was patented. And it was approved by the U.S. Patent Office. That means it was being developed before then. So they lie, because right now they're still arguing where it come from. We know where it came from.
Right.
We developed and created in a lab. 2002, it's patented. People are making money off of it right now. The vaccine, these kinds of vaccines have been patented and developed for about 10, 15 years now, but they didn't want you to know that because a lot of the animals died. So you've been lied to from day one. Why do you believe them now about anything at all? This is my, I'm trying to get this point across. When do you start believing the liar? I mean, they've lost their ability to have any sort of honor, integrity, and word, right? Whoever's pushing this narrative.
No
so we need to protect ourselves. And we are the taxpayers, and we're the ones paying them to mess up and to cause harm and death. We need to stand firm and say no. And we, there's our duty to start the government anew when it is not for the health and well-being and welfare of the public, of the people who created it in the first place.
Which goes to a peaceful non-compliance.
Yes.
That's where we just say no.
I say peaceful non-compliance and pull your children out of schools. You know, protect your children, make a statement. You know, we used to do strikes and walkouts and when people were violating our human rights and constitutional bill of rights. That used to be very common, but we don't see that very often now, do we?
So true. What would you say to health professionals? You know, let's say that they're kind of seeing what's starting to happen. What would you like to say to health professionals?
You do not have a profession like anyone else. You've been given the honor and privilege of a human life in your hands. And do not take that lightly. We're not producing a product. And so you should always uphold your oath to first do no harm and to do your due diligence on any product that you give to somebody and to always put the patient first. I'm not seeing that at all in my profession. Very, very small amount of that. And I'm saying that they need to at least give informed consent and tell the patient what's going on. I know that their jobs are on the line, but so am I, so have mine and so have many of my colleagues, but we won't go against our oath and we stand with God. And I'm just disgusted, honestly, and disappointed in many of the healthcare professionals because they put money before a patient life. And that's what it comes down to. And we need them so much right now. We need them desperately to stand up for people and humanity.
So Dr. Madej, let's talk a little bit about transhumanism. That's a word that kind of is a little bit new on the American landscape. It's been around for a long time, but it's kind of, we're kind of there. You know, we're there in many ways with the ideas of supplanting the idea that we came, you know, that we are created beings that have a soul that you know, that kind of goes beyond just our physical body and the physical plane. And they're kind of trying to supplant that with the ability to upload consciousness and, you know, all the different things that are trying to happen with that. Can you kind of explain that side of it and actually the real life direction of the scientific community?
Sure. You have to look at the Agenda 2030 and the World Economic Forum, look at transhumanism, all these different fourth industrial reset. So they believe that they're taking the ability to evolve humans into their own hands. So again, you have to remember I'm saying they don't believe in God, our creator in heaven. First of all, I believe that I am a child of God, mm-hmm. Father, creator in heaven, and that I believe that I am a divine being because we are made in the image of God. Whether or not we are in the likeness is up to us. Whether or not we connect is up to us. It's a freedom of choice. It's our divine birthright. That's what I believe. Mm-hmm. And so the people that are behind this do not believe what I believe, that's for sure. They believe that there is no God. They believe that they should evolve us, humanity, and they don't need to ask our permission because they think of themselves as a higher kind of a being, right? And so they want to make us immortal. I believe I already am immortal because I have a spirit soul. Mm-hmm. They don't believe in that. They believe that they can upload all of our memories and dreams and thoughts. And that's our consciousness, and that they can download it into a new body. It could be a cloned body. It could be a robot. It could be a digital avatar. And then that way we will live forever and ever and ever. And I think that is not living and that is not immortality. They also believe in that we shall be connected and that we shall be connected to a larger source. Well, I believe I already am because I'm connected with God and I'm connected through that love of God through everything that's alive. But they don't believe that. They believe that they should be connected by the hive mind. Okay. So because they want to use artificial intelligence to connect every single person into this one big Borg. Right. And that would be an awful way of existing for me. I don't want that. Mm-hmm. They also believe in making the body not into this organic, beautiful, holy temple that we have. They want to destroy it and create a cyborg, really. I mean, I've got all the references that people can see that this is a plan that they want to go forward with. And we need to open our eyes to that. What do you want? It's your choice now. Now that you know, it's your choice. We have freedom of will. I know what I choose. I will not defile my holy temple. And I believe in God and I stand in truth. And I know that unconditional love brings great miracles and that, that we stand true and we stand strong. We help one another with our tribe, I call it. And I will not violate or allow anyone to violate my human rights. And I'll protect the weaker and more fragile. That's what we should do. And we need to get connected with God again because how we got here is us. We did it to us. Okay. Don't look at anyone else. Don't blame fingers. Because we took God out of the schools. We took God out of the government. Yep. We took God out of our homes. We took God out of the church.
Mm-hmm. It's true. It's true.
It's failed us. Mm-hmm. And so don't look at anyone but yourself. We did it to us. And so you got to take accountability. Once you do that soul searching. I mean, God, I've done it a lot. And then once you really get connected with God again and you really act on it, it's beautiful. It's freeing. And you know what? We can stop this. We talked about how can we stop this? Wow. Pull the kids out of school. If they did it in mass, wow, that would send shockwaves. Shockwaves. And we're protecting the children. People need to know that the World Health Organization, the one that's lied from the beginning, has said they can go into any of our homes, take any child from your home or your school or their school without your permission, because they might be a threat to public health, to an undetermined location for an indeterminate amount of time. Mm-hmm. Don't think they won't do it. We need to protect them, right? They could do it to an adult too. Mm-hmm. Do you know that right now in the United States that a child 12 and up can get a vaccine without your permission or your knowledge? They can hide it from you. So they could go into the school and inject your child and you don't even know it. They can hide the information from you. So this is crazy. Why are we putting, okay, so if you know the schools are so dangerous, I know they're dangerous. I would never send a child to school, take them away. And then if every child is out of that school, nobody has a job at the school, right? Yep. They would have to change. Mm-hmm. And it would send shockwaves because now we're standing up for our human rights. If people just did those simple things, a peaceful noncompliance, it could change so much. But everybody's afraid of losing one creature comfort. Oh my gosh, what if I don't have two cars? What if I don't have four TVs? What if I don't have this?
we've got to stop being addicted to the stuff and living and working for the stuff and start living together and knowing that we don't need as much stuff. And don't be afraid of that. It's all fear and panic. Mm-hmm. And so it takes that peaceful noncompliance. The schools have power now. We have power with that. The nurses have power. They need them too much. Stand firm, stand strong. Do not accept these kinds of violations on their human rights. Don't put people into these experimental drug programs and refuse them the normal care of antibiotics and steroids. You wouldn't believe people with pneumonia is not getting any antibiotics or steroids now in the ICUs.
Yep.
You know, we all have accountability and responsibility. If we all just did that, this would stop tomorrow.
But man, that is good.
And the reality, powerful. And it doesn't exactly take right. everybody. Could they say, well, there's no reason everybody can do
luckily,
that.
Luckily, no, even, like 20% even, of us,
yes.
10%.
Even just 10%. A little, even mm-hmm. just a little, but it always starts with one person. You know, people out there are scared to take a stance like you because they're afraid, well, I'm going to lose something. And I think your example.
You don't want to lose your soul.
Right.
But seeing the freedom that you have on the other side of doing that next right thing, mm-hmm. of being brave, the freedom that's come from that, that comes from you, that comes from your story, that's what's inspiring.
It is.
It's mm-hmm. it's better to live fully alive and true to yourself than living a lie, which is just a form of death.
It's because I recognize and I remember my divinity just like every other person can. Because if we have God inside of us, that is so precious and beautiful and divine. And we have potential that is even greater than Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Remember,
that's exactly right. He did. We could do greater things than he did.
Yep. Why are we bowing down to these satanic people? They don't get me because I'm greater than that. I'm with God.
Amen. Drop the mic. That is incredible. I love it. You know, because our slogan here is wake up, speak up, and show up. And you told us exactly how to do that. Obviously, this is a wake up call. It might even be a bucket of cold water in people's faces. Like, oh my gosh, I had no idea that this was going on. You know, I've said this a few times, but in my quiet time, you know, God told me that it is much darker, much worse than we could ever imagine. But he also told me that his glory is much greater than we can comprehend. And absolutely. We are partnered with the creator of the universe, and we have him within us, and we walk, and we can walk in that authority. He gave us that authority. And you're exactly right. He said that we would do greater things than he did.
Yeah, that's beautiful. It is so true. And a twinkling of an eye too, right?
Yes.
We finally get that remnant to connect. It's so beautiful. So we can't forget that. We can't forget what the glory and the beauty that is awaiting us if we choose to connect with that and which side we choose. I can't wait for that moment.
That is great. Carrie, thank you so much. We really appreciate your time, yes. Dr. Carrie. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks. And I'll make sure everybody has access to all those references I was discussing and protocols and I already have in there how to take care of yourself if you start to get sick, you know, the stepwise fashion to take with that, because we want to avoid people going to the hospitals now until we can start a new medical system, a good one.
That is exactly right.
Send us a text at 816-579-1144. Mm-hmm. Text the word VAX, V-A-X, and we will send that to you. It happens automatically. Bam, it goes right to your phone. 816-579-1144, 816-579-1144. And if this frustrated you, inspired you, mm-hmm. moved you in any way, get this information into the hands of other people. This is not probably just a posted on Facebook. It's a mm-hmm. it's a text directly to your cousin. Have you heard of this stuff? Mm-hmm. Is this real? Check this out.
And then research it yourself.
Research it yourself.
Dr. Madej is giving us everything that we need to do the research. So again, thank you so much, Dr. Madej. We really appreciate your time.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
And thank you, Flyover family, for joining us today.
Before I let you go and remind you of the contact number to be able to get all the resources that we're in, again, Dr. Christiane Northrup's free PDF book, Dr. Sherwood's protocol,
artist's information, and website.
And then everything that was added to it today. So all you need to go is text 816-579-1144, the letters VAX for VAX, and you're going to get all of that stuff automatically texted right to your phone. So it's 816-579-1144. The letters VAX. Please share this information out. Don't hoard the resources. Take those, send them to somebody, send them to people that you care about. Let them have the same tools to make intelligent, well-informed decisions, the same as you do.
That's exactly right. So for your gold and silver needs, make sure you go to KirkElliottPhD.com/flyover. KirkElliottPhD.com/flyover. And we just bless you. We are so glad that you're with us today. We bless you to realize that you were born for such a time as this. We bless you to use your voice, that you're a puzzle piece that's very important. And we bless you to wake up, speak up, and show up.
Thanks, guys. Make it a great day.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Flyover Conservatives podcast with David and Stacey Wyden. Please subscribe, hit the notification bell, and leave us a comment below. Lastly, if you enjoyed today's podcast, share with those who came to mind. Be blessed and make it a great day.